Friday, the 13th of July, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, the Hashem Yisrach Lo.
Good morning. I appreciate the Neir Shabbos. It's not really the easiest time to get away. I'd like to give you time and share with you a thought on the Parsha Shavua. I was about to speak about the Parsha of the week. So I'll take a topic which I don't think has been discussed much. I don't think it's even thought about too much. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll take a pasuk, we'll look at what Chazal say on it, and Yitzchak Hashem will build up or weave together a beautiful tapestry which will depict one thing only, how the Rebbeinu Shem's telling us absolutely telling us emes. We'll take a few words of the Parsha. In the beginning of Parsha's Matos, the Torah tells us the dinim of Nedarim. Up at Nosheni we learn who makes a neder, when a neder works, when a neder doesn't work, and who has the power to be made for a neder. And we know that if a woman makes a neder, or a daughter after bas mitzvah makes a neder, then on Bala or Avia have the right to be made for the nedarim. Says the Torah. The husband has the right to be made for the neder, b'yoyim shomoy, which means, Chazal tell us, the Gemara Dan is mazbin, the day that he hears the neder, on that entire day that he hears, no matter whether he heard on the day that she made it, or 3 months later, or even a year later, but Yom Shomoy, he's got the power to make for it without even telling his wife if he made for the neder. Says the Pasuk, the imheini aviha oisa, if a father was made for the neder, Rashi tells us, we're talking over here about that, husband, but Yom Shomoy, on the day that he heard it, kol nagareha, every neder v'esareha, and every issa, asher osera amasho, lo yakum. Every neder and every issa which she has made till now does not stand. The neder is gone, the issa is gone. So the Torah of Hashem Yislach Lo. The Rebbeinu Shlom will forgive her. Kiheini of Yahweh. So what's happened over here? She's made the neder, it's been taken away. Says the Torah, Afatikei, nevertheless, Hashem Yislach Lo. Hashem will forgive her. Why does she need forgiveness? She made a neder, it was taken away from her. So the Rambam, that when a husband takes the neder away, it only takes the neder away mikan rabba. If she's been over the neder prior to her husband having taken it away, she needs mechila. Rashi, however, quotes the Sefri and the Gemara in Ozzy. Says Rashi, Pamea kotim adabi. What are two referring to? A woman made a neder and it was taken away, Vashem Yisachlom. Says Rashi, Be'isho shenodgo benodhi. A woman made a neder against on herself. Her husband heard. He didn't want it. It's beyond Shomoy. He's fully entitled to take it away. And he did. So Hefala, the Baal, was made for his wife's neder. Says Rashi, Vehi lo yada. But the woman did not know that the neder would be taken away. She had no idea. He didn't have to tell her. He does not need to tell his wife the neder would be taken removed from her. But it's not there. Vo'ivayas al nidra. So she doesn't know it's been taken away, but she's over on the neder. She drinks wine. Or mitamal amazin. She goes with mitamal amazin. She breaks her neder openly. She defies what she said. But her husband's removed the neder, and she doesn't know it. Says Rashi, zu hi tzricha tzricha. This woman, she needs tzricha. She had a neder. It was taken away, but she breaks it without knowing it was taken away. Says Rashi, on this the Torah writes the words, this woman needs a slicha. She needs a kapar because she's broken her neder. The Gemara in Ozzy, a little bit deeper than this. The Gemara in Ozzy, that's Chof Gimel. So the Gemara in Ozzy is this. Tommy Abono. Isha hafeirom v'Hashem yislachlo. V'Hashem yislachlo. Talk the Gemara. The woman's husband taken the neder away, says the Gemara, the Hila Yodish doesn't know. Now the Gemara of Moses. Ukushahoyo magia rebakiva ate the posuk there. Rebakiva, the Hila Gatana rebakiva, came to this posuk, says the Gemara, hoya boyche. Rebakiva cried. And he said as follows. Umamishnes chavin lalis biode bosa chazir, vola biode bosa tele. Uma, if a person who intends to do an aveira, and doesn't the Meister do the Aveira? In practice, the Aveira is non-existent. In practice, there's no Aveira to start off with. Because the Meister, the Neder is removed. Umar, a person's kavana was to break something, to le'achol basar chazir, to eat chazir, and ended up eating basar teleh. Says the Rebbe Akiva, torn kapora, and still needs a kapora from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Hames chazir lalis biyodei basar chazir, va'olah biyodei basar chazir, alachat kamra kamo. How much more so to Rebbe Akiva, a person's intention was to do a ma'aseh isra, and he did the ma'aseh isra. Rebbe Akiva cross. Ad kan chazal. Now we're going to ask ourselves two questions. First of all, we know the famous din, famous chazal, that God's book was not mitzvah, machshava lo lemaisa. It's machshava lo over here. Richtig. How do I say correct? The woman had a machshava lo over here. Machshava saveira, she wanted to do an aveira. But lemaisa, she didn't do an aveira. She didn't do an aveira. She didn't do an aveira at all. What she ate was not the maisa issa. So first of all, we have to understand, what did she do wrong? Why does she require Vashem Yisachar? And secondly, Vostav Kriya Bakiva. So, Ale Gedoyli Tanoem, are we being hinted towards ending over here? Yeah, Bakiva is the one, Bocha Kriya Bakiva. Dafka Kriya Bakiva is it? Is there anything perhaps a little bit deeper in this? Dafka Bocha Kriya Bakiva. I want to base myself on a mind on this game. But with Mitzvah, in Beis Mishpat Chiddush, we're going to add on Noifach Mishaloi. We'll borrow the vote from the Maariv Diskin, but we'll add on our own shtickle. And as Chazal say, Milva Uputa, we borrow something, we add on a bit. That's that Uputa. So I'll just base myself now on the borrowed vote from Maariv Diskin and add a few gems to the vote. Bishulayb is Mechadish. That is three dargas when a person does an action. We all know, machshava toivo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah l'maisa. A person has a machshava, he then follows up by the maisa, but even if he doesn't get to the maisa, says Rabbi Shmuel, the actual machshava, a mensch will turn a maisa mitzvah, he wants to do it. Oh, says the Mishnah, fantastic. Tzcha, as if he's done a maisa. Lehepach, the other way around. A person, Eleinu, falls in, he wants to do a maisa issa, he has a machshava to do an aveira, it's not an aveira. As long as it's not actually done in the maisa, the person simply has a machshava, it doesn't count. Machshava issa doesn't count, except for avodah zara. Avodah zara is the only exception, whereby avodah zara, a person has a machshava avodah zara, he gets punished in machshava alone. And I'm going to go for a minute and explain why. In passages, Shlach. The Torah talks about the Issa of Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk, for those of you who are discerning Bali Kaiva, will look at the Chumash carefully at Shnei Mikra Tavim, you'll spot there's a word misspelled in Parsha Shlach. The Torah tells us, if Chas Shalom, Klal Yisrael have served Avodah Zarah, after Beis Din, then they bring, says the Torah, Tayo Ben Boko Echad La'Oilo, a Tayo as an Oilo, and the Seirizim as a Chatos. It's pretty standard. But some of you might have noticed that the word L'Chatos is spelt without an Aleph. No Aleph. Chatos, Ches, Tes, Sof. No Aleph. Says Rashi, quoting Gemara and Hovius. Chofer Aleph. There's Aleph missing from the Chatos of Avodah Zarah. She'einoi Keshar Chatos. It's not like any other Chatos. Says Rashi, why? Because every other Chatos in the Torah, the chatos comes before the oila. Except for avodah zarah, the oila is brought before the chatos. Again, and I'll explain why. Says Rashi Nochamo. Every single aveira in the Torah, the chatos is kodemus the oila. For every aveira on a yidin, oila an aveira b'shoigig, you have a chatos and then the oila. For avodah zarah, there's an exception. It's the oila and then the chatos. So chatos over here is written chosa aleph to tell us it's brought in the wrong order. Says the kriyoko, off and on. Like a vulgar teeth of all. So the Kriyoka, let me explain to you why. Why is it that for every other Avera, Chatos before the Oilo, and now Avodah Zarah, Oilo before the Chatos? So the Kriyoka. In every Maisa Avera, there are two things that go wrong. First, Machshava, and then the Maisa. No person does a Maisa without a Machshava before it. So first is Machshava, Machshava is Issa, and then it's followed up by a Maisa. Machshava, for machshava alone, a person is mechuyev to bring a kavanah. For a maisa isa, a person's mechuyev to bring the korban chatos for the chit. Yet normally, since machshava alone is not so bad, then machshava alone would not require any korban for it. If the machshava only considered bad, is a ma'aser dam. So although the machshava always comes before a ma'aser, but since the machshava alone is not punishable al pi Torah, therefore although he's mechuyev to bring the oila before the chatos, it's only if he does the ma'aser issa that he's punished for that machshava. Because had he done the machshava and stopped there, he'd be mechuyev to do nothing. So but since he has the machshava, follows it up by a ma'aser, the ma'aser is goyim that the machshava was machshava issa. So true, the machshava came before the ma'aser, but the machshava alone was not mechayev anything. If the machshava plus a ma'aser issa later, then the ma'aser issa is mechayev a person. Then the machshava goes wrong. So first your chatos, but because you did the ma'aser issa, please be loyal as well. So had the person stopped in the machshava issa alone, nothing would have happened. It's because there was a ma'aser later, which tells me you have to have a machshava as well. Your ma'aser issa, your chatos is mechayev to bring the oila as well. It's a tchiyoka. But there's an exception when it comes to avodah zorah. Why? Avodah zorah, even machshava is wrong. But avodah zorah, even machshava is wrong. The fact the person has a machshava to do avodah zorah, he's been kofel the bush and believe rachmon and liberboya, he gets punished with machshava before the ma'aser. His machshava is wrong even before the ma'aser. And therefore he must bring a korban for his machshava before his korban for the ma'aser. So he must bring a korban oila before the chatos. Because only by avodah zorah is such a machshava so bad. I saw recently, I forget where, in the sefer, must be a parsha shlach, I saw gevaldige hesder, a bit deeper than that even. When he says a machshava, Malachim cannot testify against that. When he does the Ma'aser Aveira, the Malachim can take the Ma'aser Aveira, bring it to Beis Hashemalo, and they say to the Rebbein Shlom, Rebbein Shlom, he deserves the punishment. But when he does the Machshava alone, the Rebbein Shlom is the only one who does the Machshavas. The Day of Machshavas, Hayetziach, Halibam, Hamedim, Akom, Hasem, the Rebbein Shlom is the only one alone who can take our Machshavas and judge us for that. Therefore, when he does the Machshava to do any normal Aveira, the Rebbein Shlom will not testify against us. We're all born in Matem Hashem Elokeichem, all sons of the Rebbein Shlom. There's nothing wrong with that. The Rebbein Shlom says, listen, you're my sons, I'm a father to you, my sons, you're apostle leaders, I can't judge you. So for every Machsheves Issa, the Rebbein Shlom says, I can't judge you for it. Malachim can't bring your words, only I alone know it. And I'm an apostle leaders, I can't judge, I can't testify against it. When a Yid has a Machshavas Avodah Zorah, what is Machshavas saying? I don't want the Rebbein Shleilam, I'm cutting myself away from the Rebbein Shleilam, I'm interested in only in Avodah Zorah. Then the Rebbein knows our Machshavas, and the Rebbein comes back, Taka be done us, you know, we're no longer father anymore, he's no longer past leaders. That psul of our father to son is no longer gone. Then Avodah Zorah, when he does Machshavas, I don't want the Rebbein Shleilam, then the Rebbein can be done. So Avodah Zorah is an exception, and Avodah Zorah we can clearly see that Machshavas is his off. But everywhere else, not. Everywhere else, the Machshava law is not mitzvah for the Ma'aser, unless there's a Ma'aser, then one punishes also for Machshava. But with a normal Ma'aser Issa, Machshava law doesn't matter. Says the Bishulid, in the middle stage, there's a person whose Machshava is to do a Ma'aser Issa. And he goes and does an action. He goes to the toil and he does something where the Ma'aser is a Ma'aser Issa. But the Rebbein Shlom turned round that Ma'aser, and the Ma'aser wasn't wrong. It's not pshat. A person wanted to do a bad Aveira and didn't do it. So the Shulid is a middle stage, a middle of the road path. He had full intention to do a Ma'aser Issa. He did the Ma'aser Issa what he intended to do. The Rebbein Shlom b'chastoi turned the story on its head, and it wasn't even a Ma'aser Issa. But his intention and his Ma'aser were intended for one thing only, to do a Ma'aser Issa. For example, a woman over here. What did she do? She made a neder l'mazogen not to eat meat. And as far as she's concerned, the neder is chayav kayom. And the neder is calling out for every single day, lo yachil devoroi. The shoma isha, husband heard, v'yom shomoi. He's made for the neighbor. And what happened? She's no idea. So she goes and she does the Maaseh Issa. So it's Machsheves Issa, but in her full intentions, what she's doing now, by cooking and eating the meat, her Maaseh is nothing more than a Maaseh Issa. She's doing what she thinks is a Maaseh Issa, and she has thought it is a Maaseh Issa. Now what's behind the scenes? There's deeper work going on. The Rebbeinu has been a Sabbath to see for him, so her Maaseh isn't a Maaseh Issa, but to her intention it is. She's doing a Maaseh Issa. Says the man of Diskin, oi! Well, for that, a person cannot get away with it. You can't call that a simple Machsheves Issa. For that one's required to do Vashem Issach. What do you mean Vashem Issach? Kaporot, Sichu Machsheves. The Bashur sends us to a very similar story in another place in Tanakh. Very similar story. Hafla Rafael. We know the Shvatim, the Hidika Shvatim, the Shivtei Kof. The famous story of Mechilas Yosef, which we'll discuss more in a minute. And the Sof Yomos, after Yaakovinu was Nifter, they came to Yosef, the Mechilas Sachanunim, and said, Yosef, please forgive us. Please forgive us. B'moichalas. And he said, Avinu Tziva, our father commanded, please forgive us. But what did Yosef say to him? Three words only. Hasachas lekimon, alanchi. Am I in place for Hashem? Am I in place for Hashem? Then I'll just go off a little bit, I'll make a little bypass a minute. The Baal HaTorim sends us. The Baal HaTorim sends us straight away. The Baal HaTorim of Anot says, when Rocha Lemenu said to Yaakov, Havoli Bonim, give me sons, then Ayin Mesa Onoichi. And it's not, I'm considered like dead. Maybe we don't know that the person below Bonim is considered like dead. Says the Baal HaTorim, what did Yaakov answer to Rocha? Hasachas Mekimonim? Am I in place for Hashem? I've got no problem having children. You've got a problem. I've not stopped you having children. Daven! I can't daven for you. I'm not missing children. So the Baal HaTorim, the Rebbeinu said to Yaakov Avinu, is that the way to talk to Hatzoros in the Shomer? To say, so the Rebbeinu said, I'm going to wait a few years. I'll wait a few years. And soon the roles will be reversed. We're your sons. We'll be begging Rochel's son for a favour. And Rochel's son will turn back to you. The exact three words. So what did you have to say to the Shvatim? I can't help you. He said, Atem choshavtem alai ro. You wanted to do bad. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the son of Yehovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me sent to Mitzrayim to feed you all. To feed you, to be zonah machal, and mafanis all of you. You may have wrong. So Yosef said, Hafakhi, come on. So the Bishur Leib, Heini Nadvon. It's exactly the same story all over again. Yosef, Tadik is saying to Shvatim, your Machshava was Machshavas Issa. Then Machshavas Aveya, you wanted to sell me to Mitzrayim. You followed it up with a Maisa. You sold me to Mitzrayim. What were your intentions? Your intentions, your Machshava and Maisa were completely wrong. And what's the Gishen? Then the Bullying Shem wanted it for the good. You didn't do anything at all yourselves. There's entire workings of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So the Maaseh, you've done nothing wrong to me. Look where I am. I'm in pole position. I'm king of Mitzrayim. I can feed you all. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted me here. But your Machshava and your Maaseh were wrong, although it didn't turn out like that. Can I be Moichel you? So Joseph, can I be Moichel you? I can't. So Joseph, Hasachas Likimoni, doesn't Vashem Yisachla. So that a person is Slicha Mechina from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. His Machshava was wrong. His Maaseh was wrong. The Rebbeinu Shleilam turned it around. That's getting better. Mechina Slicha from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And Leider, the Shvatim didn't. Leider, the Shvatim didn't. Rabbeinu Bechaya, it must be, he says, you see how important it is. A person does ba'avah someone le'elenu. And he goes and asks the Slicha Mechina, say Amoichalim. He also said, Hasachas Likimoni. They thought they were off the hook. Now let's understand it a little bit better. What is Pshat in Bochor of Akiva? The Pshat Master Polya, the Chatzadim Kodesh of Rocha, Hashem Yom Kodomel, was killed Leil Shabbos in the year Tachvatat. The same time as the Shach, my Rosh Hashanah, Chan Kalfin, the Chatzadim Rocha, used to say this, brought to Pshat every single year. You know that Pshat Mechir is Yosef. there were only 9 shvatim actually involved in the sale. A simple mathematical calculation will tell us that. Yosef didn't tell himself, but Ubin wasn't there, and Bion wasn't there, which leaves us with only 9 shvatim present at the Mechira. Yet we all know, because they'll tell us, when we say it on Tisha B'Av, we say it on Kippur, the story, the sad story, that song, Rabbi Malchus, who each one is mechaper for a chet kaviyachul of the We've got to ask ourselves, if only 9 shvatim were involved in the Mechira, who's the 10th? Who's the 10th? Rashi, Pshat Mechira, says that the shvatim made a neder barabim. A neder barabim, a neder, the minion, which can't be broken. Who's the minion? Where's the minion, man? Where's the tzeinzer? 39. Says Rashi, the Rabbeinu Shlom joined in. The Rabbeinu Shlom himself, the Chvoid of Atzmoy, says, I want the Mechira to take place. I want Joseph Mitzrayim. Atem chashabt malayva. You've got bad machshavas to Yosef, but I want it to happen. So the Rebbeinu Shlom played an important part in the Mechira Yosef. So b'shas days of Tanoim, there's Man HaChorban, when the Emperor Yimach Shemoy took together 10 of the Gedolei Tanoim, 10 of our Torah giants, the luminaries of the generation, he said, I'm going to punish you for the sin of Mechira Yosef. Each of the Tanoim represented a Shevet, except for one. Rebbe Akiva was Ben Gurion. Rebbe Akiva didn't descend from any of the Tanoim B'Yichlal. Hildur Shamsun Astropolia. If we look in the end of Bahar, at the story of the din of Ma'aseh Behema, the Potter says as follows. V'chol Ma'aseh Boker V'Tzoyim. All Ma'aseh, all 10 of Boker V'Tzoyim. Koy La'ashe Yavo Tachas HaShovet. All of them go under the stick. For I see the 10th one, yeah, Kodesh Hashem is Kodesh Hashem. So we can touch the passage differently. V'chol ma'as is Rosh HaTevus. V'chi lomo meis Akiva. Why did Akiva die? Shehoya Roya. Boker Mitzoyim. Why did Akiva die? Is Roya Boker Mitzoyim? He didn't descend from any of the giants from Tanoim. So the Shamshan, the Torah is revealing to us a secret. Koi lashe yavoy all past tachas HaShovet. All 9 Tanoim was Tachas HaShevet, or went for the Shevet this came from. For Asiri, but it's Sainter, yeah, Kodesh Lashem. Dot is Kodesh Lashem. Yeah, but Kiva's Kodesh Kochin. Yeah, but Kiva's Ben Gerim. Yeah, but Kiva's Ascended from the Rebbeinu Shlom, Shechina Kaviyachol. So yeah, but Kiva is the one for Asiri, yeah, Kodesh Lashem. Dot is Kiva. Noch mehr wie denn. As we all learned after Yomi, I'll come across the famous Gemara several times in Shas. Shams added a bit more into this world. The Gemara says, Shimon Hamasuni, for Omri Lam, some say, Nehemiah Hamasuni, when the Dolish is the Darshan, call S in Shabbat Torah. Every time they write the word S in the Torah, they were marred by something. Nachar Yaboy, another Drosha. Kavit S Avicha, who is the S, the H S Avicha. S Avicha, the Moshu, every S is a, not a spare word, it's said to include more and more. Says the Pasuk. Says the Gemara. When he came to the Pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the midst of Moira for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Pigish stopped. He stopped. How can I be mad that anyone is the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Covenant of the Rebbeinu Shleilam? To put someone in the same bracket of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Pigish stopped. He stopped. Someone said to him, stopping now, he said, not only am I stopping now, I'm pulling out, I'm going back and backtrack on every other S I've darshan. Once I find there's one S I cannot darshan, I'm going to stop every S I've darshan to Najwan. Every S darshan to Najwan. I cannot include anything into Moira for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. How can I say S Hashem Elokecha Tira to include someone else? Says the Gemara. Now I'm understanding a little bit better. What happened? Says the Gemara. Until Rebbe Akiva came along. Who was under Rebbe Akiva? Dos Rebbe Akiva, Hashem Kondomo, he was murdered. Why was Rebbe Akiva killed? Hashem Yislachlo. Rebbe Akiva was the one who stood in Kaviyachol for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. After 10 Ogri Malchus, the 10 Ogri Malchus, one after the other, each took the place of the shape that they came from. Koy Lashi Yavet Tachas HaShovet. For Asiri, Yekodesh Hashem. A Tana. Someone who sits in the Torah can Kaviyachol fill the space of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and the same mitzvah of Moir Mokum, the mitzvah of Moriah for Rabbeinu Shalom can also fill the word and be Makayim the Pasuk as Hashem Elokecha Tiro Negabos Tamid Chachamim, says the Gemara. But Tamid Chachamim is fitted into the brackets, the same word as Hashem Elokecha Tiro. It's also in the Kiva. Now let's go back. We brought down the Gemara Novi, but the Gemara Novi Chavkim itself, that we came to the word Hashem Yisachlo. So Rabbi Kiva said, Bochur Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva gebet, Rabbi Kiva himself cried. Why did Rabbi Kiva cry? He said, Ma Mish Neschaven, if the person kavonot ibos a chazir. But it ended up, he made a mistake and ate the wrong piece of meat. He requires Sticha Machila. Kavachoyma, a person who intends to do a Maisa Isra. Kavach Gedrosha, a powerful limit for all of us. Why on Zir Bakiva? Out of all the Gedolei Tanoim, Bakiva, Bochur Bakiva. Yet Lachayra Lefid Varenu, it's all Poshet with Tapin Aria. Vashem Yislach Lo is referring to tell, is reminding us of Yosef HaTzadik, who was not Moichel Meshvotin. Yosef HaTzadik said to Meshvotin, Chasach HaTzadik Imoni, am I in place Vashem? Avadi Nislich HaMachila, that's not for me. And they were never Nislach. They didn't understand the message that Shavuotim never asked and never davened for Mechila for the Gabbai Yisraelim. So what happened? Along came a terrible gezeira of the Tanoim being killed by Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Akiva was the one who had to stand there and take the place for someone who wasn't even there b'chlal. Rabbi Akiva himself, his father, was never there. But Rabbi Akiva is the one who had to fill the place for the Gabbai Yisraelim. So Rabbi Akiva, oi, says Rabbi Akiva, what message can we take out of this posse of Hashem Yisrachlo? What can I learn from this? So the Kiva can learn from this one thing. A person needs Slicha Mechila. And the Shvotim would have asked for Slicha Mechila. Perhaps I wouldn't be standing here today. Of them, Zogme, Bochur Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva cried. Rabbi Kiva understood the depth of the meaning of Hashem Yisrachlo. He understood this refers to Asachas Lekemoni. But the Shivti Ko, we asked for Mechila. We'll just finish off in the last minute with the Gemara and the Makkas. The Tanoim. Walking with Malachoban, and there wasn't Rabbi Akiva who cried, it was a Tanoim who cried. Rabbi Akiva laughed. Tachak Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva galacht. I said to Rabbi Akiva, how can you stand here laughing? So Rabbi Akiva, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Mekayim the first part of Novi, Shualim Hilchu Boy, he's Mekayim that a fox will walk on the Mokam Mikdash and the Kodesh Kodshim, he's Mekayim the end of the pasuk of Tzion B'Mishpat Yibodeh. The Shavuot B'Tzadokah, his Makan, it's all been Meluoi. He'll fulfill every one word of his Nevuah, every word of the Novi promised us. The Bosh of the Makan, let's be Zeicha, not to the Bochur Rabbi Akiva of the Hamdi Kapasha, but fulfill and live to see the fulfillment of the Sefer Dikra, the end of the Pasuk, where we'll all be reunited, we'll all be taken, Mashiach Tekenu, and we'll be Zeicha to see Rabbi Akiva laughing at the Mokkim HaMikdash B'Meher Yimeinu. Amen.